This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And we are about ready to get this one under the way. The Tompers, the visiting team, will get the ball first. Haley Major, Lane Rupert, Vanessa Compton, Claire Tester, Nakia Harston, the starting five. For the Tompers, who come in with a 6-2 record, lost their first two games of the season on a six-game winning streak right now. Into the lane it goes to Rupert. Rupert back over to Tester. Tester swings it back to the other side to Major. Now back over to this side to Rupert. 2-3 zone set up by the Purple Panthers. Now to the wing it goes once again to Rupert. Tester, they're wanting, running the ball around the perimeter. Now Tester's going to fire a three. It won't go. Coming away with the rebound is Lily Brush for the Purple Panthers. Just underway for the Purple Panthers, it will be Carly Gwynn, Kara Pence, Lily Brush, Becky Painter, and Laura Boston, the starting lineup for Coach Rob Corso. Panthers got off to a late start this year as a result of COVID quarantine. They've played three games. They've lost three games, and they just lost the ball right there. Back down to this end it goes with Major giving the ball off to Tester at the free throw line. Back up top, it goes and over to the wing. Three-point shot up by Major. It will not go. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Harston. She'll kick the ball out for three. No good. Tester comes up with the rebound. She's denied, gets her own rebound, then sends it outside. Rupert for three. Bottom of the net. Lane Rupert, the senior, draws first blood for the orange and the black. Now back the other way, it's Gwynn on the dribble over to the right side. She'll go down into the corner to Pence. Pence goes to the low post, shots up, no good. Panthers come up with their own rebound. They'll get another shot up. This time it will be Painter with the shot. It won't go, and the Toppers come away with it. Played 2 minutes, 3-0, Toppers with the lead and the ball. Over on the wing, it goes to Vanessa Compton. Compton will set up the offense. They'll vacate the high post and send two posts low. Now Tester comes out to the corner. They'll go inside. Pass is intended for Rupert, but it's stolen away. First turnover on the Toppers. Gives the ball back to the Purple Panthers at the 5:45 mark. Painter picked up her dribble near midcourt. However, she's saved there as Carly Gwynn comes over and gets the ball. Gwynn gives the ball back to Painter, who dribbles over to the right wing. Looking for cutters, rotating through the middle, she finds big gal Laura Boston. Her shot will not go. She gets her own rebound. Next shot won't go, and Tester comes up with a rebound this time. So the Toppers bring the ball back. They're going to fire from three-point range, offline altogether, as that time it missed the iron, and the Purple Panthers come away with it. Lily Brush with the rebound. She'll dish it off to Painter, who'll set the offense up. On the high post is Kara Pence. They'll roll around her to the basket. Shots up, no good by Carly Gwynn. She gets her own rebound. Second shot won't go as well. Away with her ball comes Lane Rupert. She'll go down quickly. She hesitates into the lane. Stops, pops, can't get it to drop. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the Purple Panthers. Litchfield decked out in their white uniforms tonight with the purple and silver trim. The Toppers in their black uniforms with white numerals. An orange trim. Inbounds pass comes into Harston. Harston gives the ball off out up top. It'll come to Vanessa Compton. Compton over on the wing. Dishes it off to Rupert. Back to Compton. Back to Rupert. Now they'll skip the pass over to the other side to Major. Major's going to drive. Then she'll pick the dribble up and have the pass deflected. As Painter got a piece of that one, it went out of bounds. At the 4:31 mark, we'll take our mask timeout. 3-0 is the Hillsboro lead. You're listening to WSMI. Timeout on the floor with 4:31 to go here in the first quarter. Toppers have a 3-0 lead. And they will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Be Haley Major to trigger it in. It'll come back up top as they'll reset the offense. Vanessa Compton on the point. Goes over to the right wing to Major. Major back to Compton. Compton almost lost the ball. Painter got a piece of it, but Compton was able to recover. She'll swing it over to the opposite side to Lane Rupert. Rupert skips past and over to the right wing. Now as they try to go inside, Painter comes up with a steal. Second turnover of the game on HHS. Bat down, they'll go to the other end as Kara Pence is going to drive to the elbow, and she'll pick the dribble up and dish it off to Lily Bosch. Bosch had the ball. She looked for a shot. Instead, she'll kick it back outside. Painter's three-point shot will not go, and the Toppers come away with it. Low-scoring affair here as the Toppers bring the ball down. Major over on the wing. She'll skip it all the way back here, right in front of us to Lane Rupert. She'll stop and pop at the elbow. It won't go. Pence comes up with the rebound for the Purple Panthers. 3:30 showing in the first quarter. Carly Gwynn on the dribble as she spins and goes down the lane. Foul going to be called on Lane Rupert. That'll be her first, team's first. Purple Panthers will inbounds with 3:27 to go in the first quarter. Bryce triggers it in, gets it in to Gwynn. Gwynn has it taken away as Rupert steals. She goes behind the back. Nice skip pass over to the far side as she was looking far and found Sierra Compton just into the game. Her shot's up and no good. Coming up with the rebound is Laura Boston. So the Purple Panthers will take it the other way as we hit the three-minute mark of the first quarter. Litchfield still looking for the first points of the game. Boston with the ball. Dishes it off to Gwynn. Gwynn drives into the lane and has a double team. She lost the handle. They're going to call it a jump ball. Arrow favors Litchfield, so they'll maintain possession. Coach Brett Teakin, going to be a late arrival tonight, we understand. He went to Hillsboro for senior night tonight, so Evan Malloy is filling in until Coach Teakin gets here. Painter with the ball at the right elbow. She'll swing it over to Bryce. Bryce gives it back to Painter, who comes up top on the dribble. Now she'll go down the side of the lane. As she heads to the basket, she'll be fouled heading to the basket, and the foul will go against Akaya Harston. For Harston, personal foul number one, team foul number two, Painter to the line to shoot two. She'll lie the first, she'll dry the first, and she'll buy the first. Rolled around and finally went down. First point of the game for the Purple Panthers. She'll get another one. Second one's up. No good. It rolls off the rim. Coming up with the rebound is Harston. Alex Fraley replaces Tester in the lineup. Pass goes over on the wing to Sierra Compton. As Compton drives to the lane, she's fouled going up for the shot. They'll call this foul on Carly Gwynn. That'll be Carly's first, team first, to the free throw line. Sierra Compton to shoot two. She'll lie the first. She'll try the first. She'll buy the first. That one settled in on the front rim and then finally climbed over. Compton with her first points makes it 4-1. She'll lie it again. She'll try it again. She'll buy it again. That one rattled around as well, but both found pay dirt. 2 points for Compton. 5-1 is the Topper lead. Painter with the ball at the high post is Laura Boston. Swinging around that post and looking inside is Carly Gwynn. Painter can't get the ball to her, but she does skip pass across and finds a wide open Lily Bryce. Bryce gets the 2 points, give Painter an outstanding assist as she found her streaking down the right side of the lane when she was on the left elbow. Makes it 5-3, a two-point game. Hillsboro on top. Pass deflected, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Purple Panthers. So it'll be Hillsboro ball underneath their own basket. Haley Major will try to key it in. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Laura Boston. She got a hand in the passing lane and knocked that one out of bounds. So they'll try it again from this side of the floor. Compton will trigger it in. She'll get it in to Major. Major goes up top. Painter's able to steal it. Painter's got a one-on-two, and she loses control of the ball. As she was headed to the basket, she had an escort on each side. Probably should have pulled it up. Instead, turnover number two on LHS. And back the other way Toppers have the ball, and Sierra Compton over in the corner. It's the ball on a drive. Her shot's blocked. It's recovered by the Purple Panthers again. It's a one-on-two. They're going to force the issue. The layup will not go. They fight for the ball. Going to be a travel call as coming down with the ball was Sierra Compton. And as she hit the floor and rolled immediately, that was a turnover. Turnover number three on Hillsboro with 1:13 to go here in the first quarter. 5-3 is the Topper lead. Inbounds pass comes in to Bryce. Bryce looks inside, finds Pence. Pence to the hole, off the glass, no good. Harston comes up with the rebound. As Harston tries to head out, she's attacked by Kara Pence, who gets caught on the reach in for Kara. That'll be personal foul number one. That'll be the second team foul on Litchfield. Both teams with two team fouls as we approach the final minute of the first quarter. 5-3. Hillsboro has the lead and the ball. Over on the wing, it'll go to Rupert. Back up top, it goes to Compton. Sierra brings it over to this wing to Haley Major. Major goes down in the corner, and she finds Rupert. Rupert skips all the way across, and then the pass is up, and the shot is good by Nakia Harston. Good ball movement there as it went from one side of the floor to the other, then into the low post. Harston gets the easy two, makes it 7-3. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Painter on the dribble to the baseline. Shots up, no good. Coming up with the rebound is Sierra Compton. The sophomore brings the ball down quickly. She looks, can't find anybody inside, so she'll swing it back up top. She'll give it off to Compton. Compton gives the ball back, now back to Compton. Now up top it goes to Rupert. Rupert swings it over on the wing to Major. They'll look inside. There's 7 seconds to go. Time to get things rolling. Now they'll call it off. Compton with the ball. Back to Rupert. Rupert with an off-balance shot as the horn goes off, and that's the end of the first quarter. After one period of play, it is Hillsboro 7, Litchfield 3, back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Second quarter action about to begin. It'll start off with the Hillsboro Hilltoppers getting the ball first as they lead this one 7-3 over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Very well played first quarter. Vanessa Compton gives a pass, gets a pass, goes inside. Jump ball as it's going to be Bryce tying up Fraley, and it'll be Litchfield ball. So with that tie-up, it'll go as a turnover on the Toppers as they lose possession of the ball. Pass goes off on the wing to Gwynn, now over to the right side. It goes to Bryce. Bryce has the ball picked away, turnover number three on LHS. Back the other way quickly come the Toppers as they'll force the issue a little. Shot is up and blocked as Compton went to the hole hard. Her shot was blocked cleanly out of bounds, so it'll be Hillsboro ball. 7-3, just underway, second quarter. Toppers with the lead, Toppers with the ball. They'll spin to the outside. Now the inside, it'll go to Tester, and as Tester goes to the hole, she's going to be shoved. I believe this one will go against Painter, as Becky will pick up her first. It was a common foul, no free throws to be shot, so the Toppers will inbound under their own basket. Looking, 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 and finally they find Tester, who backs out to the free throw line, to get the pass. She'll give it off to Rupert. Rupert swings it over on the wing to Compton. That's Vanessa Compton. Now into the corner it goes to Sierra Compton. Shots up and good by Tester. They found her open in the low post. And Claire Tester gets her first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 9-3. Minute into quarter number two. Bryce up top to Painter. Painter sets the offense and heads over to the right side. Now she's looking in the corner. Breaking out there was Kara Pence. As Pence tried to pass the ball inside to Boston, it's deflected by the Toppers and goes out of bounds. 6:54 for the half, 9-3. The Toppers have opened up a 6-point lead. Pass comes in to Boston. She loses the handle on it. Turnover number four. Toppers going back quickly to Tester off the glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound is Kara Pence, the senior, who comes up with the rebound. She'll give it off to Painter. The Purple Panthers will head the other way. Over on the wing it goes to Bryce. Bryce into the corner finds Pence. Pence with a nice swing pass to Painter off the glass and good. Becky Painter with her first field goal to go with one free throw. Pence with an outstanding pass across the baseline makes it 9-5. Toppers with a 4-point lead as they try to go into the middle. Pass is deflected, and they come up with the toppers come up with it. Maintain possession. Second shot, no good. Out of bounds. Who touched it last? That's the question. They're going to say it's Hillsboro ball. As Rupert and Fraley have a seat. Coming back into the ball game is Harston. Over on the wing it goes. Inside to Harston. Off the glass. Strong and good. Nakia Harston with her second bucket of the game. That was simply a good power move to the basket. Put it off the glass. Got the shot to drop. Back the other way. Bryce with the ball. She'll swing it back up top to Painter. Painter has two low posts. She's looking for Pence coming across the lane. Pence has to go all the way to the corner. She can't get free. So they'll kick the ball off and try. A timeout is called as the Purple Panthers feared there was going to be a turnover there. To avoid that, they'll take a break in the action. As they take a break, we will too. Hillsboro 11, Litchfield 5, 5:44 to go till halftime. You're listening to WSMI. Tomorrow is going to be a busy day in WSMI land. Spotlight on Sports will give you the scores at 7:30. Then WSMI Sports Saturday comes your way at 9:03. We'll have boys high school basketball game tomorrow afternoon at about 2:30. Litchfield at North Mac. And the Fighting Lion are on the Ox tomorrow starting at noon. 105.3, that's the place to be if you want to hear Illinois take on Wisconsin. Bringing the inbounds pass down to the low post, and Pence goes up with a shot. She gets the shot to drop her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 11-7 as we approach the five-minute mark of quarter number two. Over on the wing, it goes to Major. Major swings it back up top to Rupert. Now off to Compton. Compton goes inside looking for Harston. She lost control, regained control, spins twice in the lane, gets out of the lane as she gets rid of the ball. Swing pass all the way across, skipped from right to left. Compton's able to bring that one down. She'll dish it out on the wing to Vanessa Compton. Her three-point shot, no good. Purple Panthers' Lily Bryce comes away with the rebound. Purple Panthers trailing by four as they head down the other way. Oh, nice pass inside. Reverse layups up. A little too long, a little too strong. Goes out of bounds. Nope. It's saved. But just as Boston saved it, she saved it right into the hands of the Toppers. Leading by four, heading to the four-minute mark. The Toppers will reset their offense to Tester on the wing. It goes out to on the left side to Rupert. Rupert's shot's no good. Fighting for the rebound. Foul going to be called. This one's going to go against... I believe this will go against Laura Boston, who picks up her first. Claire Tester to the line to shoot a pair. It's almost like a golf match. You feel like you better be quiet because there's nobody saying anything here, as this crowd is very respectful of the person shooting the free throw. Claire makes the first. She'll eye the second. Try the second off the back iron. It won't go, and Pence comes up with a rebound. Kara did a good job of sealing off there. Gives the ball off to Painter. Five-point lead for the Toppers. Off to Boston it goes. Now over on the wing goes to Gwen. Gwen looks inside. She's able to find Boston. Long shots up from the elbow. It won't go. Coming away with the rebound is Haley Major. She's got a nice lead pass there for Rupert, and Rupert lays that one over and in. Lane Rupert had a three, now has a two. Give her five, and it's a seven-point lead for the Toppers. 14-7 as we've just cleared the halfway mark of quarter number two. Now a tie-up as we had a loose ball, got four hands on it, two white, two black, so therefore a jump ball. And they say it's time for a mask timeout as well. We'll take a mask timeout with 3:49 to go until halftime. 14-7 is the Topper lead over the Purple Panthers. Back after these messages on WSMI. Jennifer Graham producing tonight's games. She took care of game number one, Hillsboro and Litchfield boys. She's producing game number two as well, Hillsboro and Litchfield girls here at Litchfield High School. Hilltoppers on defense, headed back the other way. Looks like they're going to go man-to-man. Painter with the ball. She gets into Boston at the high post. Boston looking to go inside to the low post, and it's stolen away. Turnover number five on LHS. And so Compton will bring the ball down. She'll set the offense up. Goes to Tester on the high post. She goes low post to Harston. High post, low post, work to perfection. Harston gets the bucket. Tester gets the assist. Nakia has 6 points on the game. Back the other way, Boston has her shot blocked by Harston. It goes out of bounds. Good, strong play in the low post there. 16-7. Don't look now, but the Toppers have opened up a 9-point lead. Pence to inbound. She'll get the ball in to Annika Rhodes just into the ball game. Annika gives the ball off to Boston. Boston swings the ball inside. Once again, as they try to go into the post position, it results in another turnover. 6 miscues on the Purple Panthers. As we go inside 3 minutes, it'll be Topper's ball. They'll go to Tester at the high post. This time, Boston making sure they can't get the ball inside. It's going to be a turnover out near midcourt, as it was Carly Gwynn who pilfered the ball away. And then Painter got the rebound of the missed shot, and as she goes up, she reaches over the back. Becky's going to pick up personal foul number 2. That'll be team foul number 5, so the Toppers will inbound with 2:42 to go till halftime. They lead this one 16-7. Price back into the ballgame. As Monk has a seat. Gwynn has a seat. It's off to Harston in the lane. Back out top it goes to Rupert. She tries a 3. It doesn't catch anything. Fighting to get the ball up before it hits the wall is Haley Major. She flips the ball back in. Hits the wall, but they said it didn't get back. It hit on the line, so it'll be Purple Panther ball. Now the Topper is going to go with some full court pressure. Inbounds pass comes into Painter. Painter's going to take it on the dribble. Now coming over on help defense there was Annika Rhodes just into the game. And as Painter tries to dribble over to the left side, she dribbles off her foot for turnover number 7. That's what you call an unforced error there. Those things happen sometimes. She was heading around the left side with the left hand and just lost control. Compton has the ball up top. Going to look for a 3. Bottom of the net. Vanessa Compton, her first tray of the day. Second 3 of the night for Hillsboro. Don't look now, but they've opened up a 19-7 lead. They lead by 12. Over on the wing, it goes to Annika Rhodes. The freshman goes inside to Pence. Pence shot will not go. Coming up with a rebound is Major. Haley goes down the floor, passes off to the other side. Now up top to Harston from the elbow. She'll fire, and it's good. Once again, nice ball movement there by the Toppers as it went bing, bang, bong. Kaya Harston picks up her 6th point of the quarter, her 8th point of the game. 1-2-3 showing on that second quarter clock. 21-7 is the Topper lead. Now they lose the ball as it was about to go out of bounds. Purple Panthers give up the ball for the 8th time today. Over on the wing it goes to Major. Now she'll go back up top to Compton. Vanessa going to swing it over on the far side to Rupert. Rupert trying to get the ball into Harston. It won't go the first time. It does go the second time. Oh, Boston with a nice block there. And then Tester comes up with the rebound on the other side. Stayed in the right place at the right time. Went to work. Got Boston to commit the foul. It'll be personal foul number 2 on Boston. Field goal is good by Claire Tester. Gives her 5 points on the quarter. She'll attempt to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. She'll eye it, she'll try it, and she'll buy it. So Tester, who was held scoreless in the first quarter, has come up with 6 big points here in the second quarter. And as we go to the final minute of the first half, 24-7 is the Topper lead. Now taking the ball away is Vanessa Compton. She'll slow things up and decide, let's set things up. 9 turnovers on Litchfield. Over on the wing it goes to Rupert. Back up top she'll give to Major. Haley holds the ball as we go down to 30 seconds. Toppers may be content with a 24-7 lead just to take their time and swing it from top to wing to top to wing. Just going back and forth between Compton and Major. Now inside to Harston. Harston doesn't know how to go any way except strong to the hole. She does, and she'll draw the foul and shoot 2. Just into the game, Sarah Yakana picks up the foul on Sarah. That's her first. Harston's first trip to the charity stripe. She'll lie the first. She'll try the first. Nope, line drive, cut the front iron, and kick down. She'll get another one. 8 points on the night for Nakia Harston. She'll add again. She'll try it again. This one caught back iron and went out. And now in her attempt to get the rebound, she gets caught on the reach end. The old hand in the cookie jar. Yep, that's what happened. Nakia picks up personal foul number two with 13 seconds to go. Nakia will have a seat so she doesn't get that third foul. Replacing her in the topper lineup will be Alex Fraley. Purple Panthers will inbound with 10 seconds to go. Down the floor goes Painter. She's running into a double team as she crosses midcourt. She tries to pass the ball down the sideline, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds by Lane Rupert. Rupert did a good job there of getting over and get a hand in the passing lane. Knocked that one up against the stage railing. And so the Purple Panthers will inbound. Painter's going to shoot a long one, three-point range. It's offline. It won't go. We've come to halftime, and after two quarters of play here at Litchfield High School, it is Hillsboro 24, Litchfield 7. Back with a halftime after these messages on WSMI. Second half action about ready to get underway. 24-7 is the Hillsboro lead over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Louis Lang, Carl Shreve, and Brian Reithart are officials tonight, as they've been doing an outstanding job, staying very busy. I think Louis said he had four games to referee tomorrow. Been quite a load on officials, as this has been one of those years. The Toppers, leading 24-7, will get the ball first. Jennifer Graham, our producer, back of the studio. Gary Boker up here on the stage all by myself now, as the band has left the building. Over in the corner, it'll go to Rupert. Rupert goes inside to Tester. Tester tries to force the ball inside, trying to get the ball to Harston. It goes into the Panthers' hands. Turnover number six on HHS. Painter with a pass that's deflected. She retrieves it herself. She'll give the ball off to Gwen. Carly will go up top, brings it over to Painter on the left wing. Painter looking for cutters going through the middle. She finds Bryce. Bryce shot will not go. Harston comes up with a rebound. Back the other way go the Toppers as they're heading to the west end of the gymnasium, or away from us as we're in the northeast corner of the stage here. Shots up and doesn't catch iron, goes out of bounds. It'll go over to the Purple Panthers. Well, Hillsboro had only a four-point lead at the end of the first quarter, but they outscored Litchfield 17-4 in quarter number two. They've extended that lead to 17 points. Shots up and no good by Painter. However, nice rebound there by Bryce. Bryce kicks it back out to Painter, and they'll reset the offense as we've played a minute in quarter number three. Bryce with the ball over here on the wing has it deflected and out of bounds. Good hands there by Vanessa Compton. Compton, one of the seniors. All five seniors starting for Hillsboro tonight. Major, Rupert, Vanessa Compton, Tester, and Harston. With the ball now is Lily Bryce, a junior. Up top it goes, three-point attempt. No good, rolls off, but Pence comes up with the rebound. Kicks it off to Painter. Off the glass, it won't go. Gwen comes up with the rebound. Two good offensive rebounds for the Purple Panthers. They'll maintain possession. Coach Teakin has arrived. He's in the building, and you can hear him exhorting his troops to, hey, we don't care what the score is. We've got to keep playing hard. And as they head the other way, playing hard was the term you could give to Carly Gwynn. She had lost the ball, but then as they went the other way, she was able to deflect it out of bounds when it looked like it was going to be a breakaway layup for the Toppers. Inbounds pass comes in to Rupert. Rupert drives across the lane. Pence with a nice block. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched. I believe they're going to say last touched by the Purple Panthers. So the Toppers will inbound as Major. Haley gives the ball into Tester. Nice bounce pass. And Tester puts it up off the glass and good from the right side. Claire has 8 points. Makes it 26-7 as we go inside 6 minutes of quarter number three. Over on the wing, it'll go to Pence. Pence holds the ball high above her head. Can't find a cutter going through open. Now she tries to force it into Boston. Boston's going to be tied up, and it'll be a jump ball. The arrow favors Litchfield, so they'll maintain position as we have come to the 5:46 mark of quarter number three, 26-7. Toppers with the lead, Purple Panthers with the ball. Bryce will trigger it in under her own basket. Painter goes out in the corner. She can't find her. Gets the ball to Boston. Boston to Pence. Pence up top. Swings it down low to Bryce. Bryce looks to Painter. Painter on the corner goes for three. Bottom of the net. Becky Painter with her first three of the day. Doubles her scoring output. She now has six. It's 26-10. Down to 5:20. Tester in the corner. Looking inside for Harston. She's not open, so they'll swing it back up top. It'll be Compton swinging the ball around. Now they'll skip the pass all the way across to Tester. Tester looks for a cutter. Then she'll swing the pass back to the other side. Three-point attempt is up. No good. As that time, Major couldn't find the range. Ball goes out of bounds. Goes over to the Purple Panthers. 26-10 is the topper lead. We hit the five-minute mark of quarter number three. Bringing the ball down is Carly Gwynn. As Gwynn goes to drive, she is fouled as a reach-in there, and I believe that's going to go against Haley Major. And if so, that'll be Major's first. We shall see. Yes, he'll put it up on the board on number 10. That's the first team foul of the second half. Painter gives the ball off to Gwynn. Carly takes it up top, drives over to the right side. She'll spin, go inside the Painter. She'll spin, go to the hole. Up off the glass, rolls around, finally goes down. Shooter's touch for Becky Painter. She has 5 points in the quarter, 8 points in the game. 26-12 is the topper lead. Compton brings it down, swings it over to Rupert for a three. Off the iron, no good. Long shot, long rebound. Haley Major got it. She'll go inside to Harston. Harston's trying to force her way in. She'll spin, reverse layup, no good. Coming up with the rebound is Boston. Boston will give the ball off to Painter as we hit the 4:20 mark, quarter number three. Trailing by 14. Oh, almost a steal there by Rupert. But Gwynn is able to maintain control. Now Rupert once again gets in her face, knocks the ball loose, but there to save the day is Lily Bryce. Bryce gives the ball off to Painter. Becky says, let's set the offense up. Coach Corso over on the other side says, let's get organized here, girls. To Pence it goes. To Painter. Oh, pass a little shy. Goes right into the hands of the toppers. Back down the other way in the corner. Shots up and rolls off the rim. That simply would not fall for Lane Rupert. It laid up there and bounced three or four times. Lost energy and bounced off the edge. Still 26-12. 14-point lead as we hit the 3:30 mark of quarter number three. With the wing, with the ball on the wing is Lily Bryce. She'll go back up top and give it off to Gwynn. Carly gives it off to Painter, and then goes to the basket. Nice give and go. Carly Gwynn passed the ball to Painter at the elbow on the right side, then cut down the left side of the lane. Painter found her going to the basket. Gwynn with her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 26-14. Tester with the ball at the free throw line. Swings it over on the wing to Rupert. Rupert's baseline jumper inside the three-point line. Give her a long two. 7 points on the game for Lane Rupert. We'll take a timeout here as Coach Carso says, we need a timeout. Well, they're inside the mask timeout area. So with 3:05 to go here in the third quarter and Hillsboro leading 29-14, we'll take a break in the action. We'll take a break as well and be back after these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Litchfield High School. As we look at our scorecard, actually the Purple Panthers of Litchfield played the Hillsboro rather close in the first quarter as it was 7-3. It was a 17-4 advantage for the Toppers in quarter number two that enabled them to take a 17-point lead into the locker room at halftime. Here in the third quarter, the Purple Panthers have actually outscored the Toppers 7-4, so they have shrunk that lead down to 29-14. 7-4. They've outscored them by three, down by 17 earlier. Now it's 14. Now the Purple Panthers come down the floor, give the ball away as it went off of the leg. Inside they'll go to Harston. Harston's shot's up. It's blocked there by Pence. Pence then comes up not only with the rebound, but the outlet pass to Painter. Painter found Annika Rhodes. Almost lost it there. Now a bad pass in the middle is turnover number 13 back the other way. Toppers have Lane Rupert going to the basket, and she gets the shot to drop. Now it is the Purple Panthers back the other way. Painter with a shot. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. They're going to say out of bounds off of Hillsboro. So it will be Purple Panther ball underneath their own basket with 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. Boston with the ball right in front of us. She'll swing it over to Carly Gwynn. Gwynn back to Painter in the corner. Painter drives the lane, off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Oh, good job there by Annika Rhodes as she came in from the backside, got rebound position, got the rebound, got the shot, drew the foul. This one will go against Compton. That'll be her first. Free throws up, but it's good. So a three-point play by the freshman, Annika Rhodes, makes it 31-17. Back the other way. It'll be Compton on the dribble. That's Sierra. Back to Tester. Up top to Sierra Compton. Inside, she'll go with a pass to Major. Now the pass as it comes back to the middle is stolen away by the Purple Panthers. Shots up and no good. Gwynn tried to go coast to coast but could not get the shot to drop. With 90 seconds to go in the third quarter, 31-17. Skip pass across and the shot's up just inside the three-point line, but it's up and good by Haley Major. Major with her first 2 points of the ball game makes it 33-17. Painter with the ball. On a dribble, close to a 5 second count there. She picked the ball up, gets the ball inside. Pass goes off to Boston, off the glass, no good. Painter fighting for the rebound. Pence gets it and puts it off the glass, and good. Kara Pence was right there behind Painter, who tipped the ball. Pence got it, put it back in. Kara has four, 33-19. Up top it goes to Compton. That's Sierra. Has the ball at the head of the key. She'll go over on the wing. Her pass is deflected and stolen. As this time is Carly Gwynn again. This time she gets that shot to drop at the other end. So she gets the steal. She goes coast to coast and seals the deal. 33-21. It's a 12-point advantage for the Toppers. As again, it is Compton who sets thing up. She'll give it off to Rupert. Rupert back to Compton. Compton swings it over to the other side, giving it off to Major. Haley with the ball on the right wing. They're holding for the last shot of the quarter, 10 seconds to go. Back over it goes to Rupert, now to Tester. Off the glass, no good. Painter comes up with a rebound with 2 seconds to go. She's not going to be able to get a shot off. After three quarters of play here at Litchfield High School, it is Hillsboro 33, Litchfield 21. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter action sees the Toppers with a 12-point lead. They get the ball first to start the fourth quarter. Up top, it'll be Vanessa Compton. She tries to force the ball inside, and Pence comes away with a steal. Purple Panther's been doing quite well defensively. 9 turnovers on the Toppers. They have. But now we're going to have a jump ball as Painter is challenged there by Major, and the jump ball should be going to Litchfield after the alternate possession start of the third quarter. There we go. It will be Litchfield ball, so there will not be a turnover there as Litchfield will maintain possession. Alex Fraley will replace Claire Tester in the Topper lineup. As the Purple Panthers will inbound at midcourt right in front of the stage. They'll bring it in and get it off to Gwynn. Gwynn to Pence. Pence off the glass. Harston gets a piece of it. It comes up short. Now Painter gets the rebound. She'll stop and pop from 18. It won't go. Harston comes up with yet another rebound. She'll dish the ball off to Vanessa Compton. Compton's going to set up the offense, go into the lane, then kick it over on the wing as she'll look for Sierra Compton. Inside, they try to get the ball to Harston, and it is deflected, goes out of bounds. May have gone right off the face mask of Annika Rhodes. Teammates check her out. She seems like she's okay. Conference will inbound, 7:01 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 33-21. Inbounds pass comes into Compton. Vanessa sets the offense up. She'll give it off on the wing to Major. Back to Compton, into Harston. Off the glass, rolls around, won't go down, but she'll go to the free throw line as she was hacked in the act. And I believe this foul is going to go against Annika Rhodes. Annika will pick up her first. It'll be two free throws for Harston. She's 0-for-2 from the charity stripe tonight. Make it 1-for-3. She makes the first, and that gives her 9 points in the game. Major will get a break in the action. She'll have a seat. Looks like Lane Rupert coming back into the lineup for HHS. Second free throw's up. No good. There was coming up with the rebound was Fraley. Her shot will not go, but the Hillsboro Hilltoppers maintain possession as they're fighting on those offensive boards. Setting up the offense now is Sierra Compton. Compton swings it over on the wing as it's a three-point shot up and good by Lane Rupert. Rupert gets the three, gives her a dozen points on the game. And at 6:31, we have a timeout as Hillsboro has opened up a 37-21 lead. 6:31 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. Timeout as well here. We're listening to WSMI. Jennifer Graham, our producer of tonight's doubleheader, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, sitting up here on the stage. Everybody's left me alone on the stage tonight as the band played earlier and did an outstanding job in pregame and the national anthem. Their duties are done for the night, and the old man's up here all by himself. Pass goes down to Rhodes. Rhodes tries to find Pence. It is stolen away by Rupert. Rupert goes coast to coast, and she draws the foul. Layton Rupert did a good job of getting down the floor quickly, and I believe this one is going to go against Painter. Becky's going to pick up her third to the free throw line to shoot two. Lane Rupert. She'll eye the first. She'll try the first. She'll buy the first. 4.25. 13 for the game. For Rupert. She'll get another one. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. She'll buy it again. Nothing but net on that second one. So she's 2-for-2 from the charity stripe tonight. And has 5.25. 14 for the game. Now all of a sudden the Topper lead has swelled to 18 points, 39-21. Painter, being hounded down a double team, gets the ball off, and she'll get it to Gwynn. Gwynn swings it over to Rhodes. Rhodes goes to Painter in the corner. Back to the high post to Boston, off the glass, no good. Coming up the rebound, Rupert. Rupert's going to head down the floor quickly. Now a diagonal pass as she tried to find Kennedy Carlock just into the ball game, open on the other side. Pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Topper ball. Kennedy Carlock, a sophomore, just into the game. Harston with a pass out on the wing to Major. Her three-point shot rims out. And with 5:40 to go, Purple Panthers will bring the ball back. Painter facing a double team. Gets the ball off to Gwynn. Gwynn gets the ball off to Pence. Now inside it goes to the rookie, Annika Rhodes. Her shot off the glass a little too strong. Coming away with the rebound, Vanessa Compton. Compton down in the corner to Major. Her shot's up, will not go. And a Painter comes up with the rebound. She dribbles down the floor quickly. She'll hit a crisscross pass. Oh, and a tough pass there, but a good job handling it there by Carly Gwynn. Gwynn had to get that. That's one of those direct passes the coach don't like as you're going straight down the floor. Foul going to be called on Vanessa Compton. That'll be her first. And that'll send Carly Gwynn to the free throw line to shoot two. Gwynn with 4 points on the night. First time at the free throw line. Eyes it. Tries it. Oh, can't buy it. A little too long, a little too strong. Tester's coming back into the ballgame as well as Major. As Fraley's going to have a seat. As well as Kennedy Carlock. Second free throw's up. No good. As Boston tips that one out of bounds. She was reaching over. They didn't call the foul. But at the 5:07 mark, the ball goes back to the Toppers. They lead this one 39-21. look like they're headed to their seventh victory in a row after losing their first two games of the year. Close games. They have since reeled off six, and it looks like it's going to be seven wins in a row. Cross-court pass going through the middle, going to be tipped by the Purple Panthers, and it will be topper ball at the 4:50 mark. It'll be timeout on the floor. 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hillsboro 39, Litchfield 21. Back after these messages on WSMI. Louis Lang, Carl Shreve, and Brian Reinhardt are our referees tonight. They must be doing a pretty good job because we haven't heard either coach or anybody in the stands complain much at all about the calls this evening. Toppers will inbound over in the corner. A three-point shot is up and no good for Lane Rupert. Painter comes away with the rebound for LHS. 4:44. Away we go on that fourth quarter clock. 39-21. A deflected pass. Almost stolen away. Now there is going to be a steal there, as it's going to be a jump ball. And the arrow favors Hillsboro. So that will be turnover number 14 unofficially on the Purple Panthers. They had 9 in the first half, 5 here in the second half. Toppers committed 5 turnovers in the first half, 4 turnovers in the second half. To Tester, low post, kicks it back out top. Down the wing it'll go to Compton. Ball is stolen away. Turnover number 10 on HHS. As we said before, Purple Panthers doing a good job defensively, creating some turnovers. This time, however, a pass is deflected but last touched by the Purple Panthers. So that'll be turnover number 15 on the purple and the white. The orange and the black will take it down the floor. Vanessa Compton into Harston. Back out top to Compton. Compton thought about a three. Instead, she'll go over to the other side to Rupert. Now they'll skip it across to Major. Taking their time, being patient. Compton with the ball up top. Now a three-point attempt up. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Looked like it was going to be, yep, it was going to be Purple Panther ball. There's a tie-up, but the arrow favors Litchfield, so they'll get the ball back. Painter's going to get a break. She'll have a seat. And Carly Gwynn will come in for her. 3:42 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Pass comes in to Pence. She really doesn't care to be doing the point guard jobs, but she'll dribble the ball across court. Now she'll drive, pick it up, give the ball off to Gwynn. Gwynn to Rhodes. Rhodes gets bottom of the net. Annika Rhodes doubles her scoring. She had a 3 to go along with a 2 and a 1, so give her 6 points. And now it's another turnover by the Toppers. They're 11th of the game. And a foul going to be called as they tried to get the ball back. That's one of those, I made a mistake and I want to try to see if I can get the ball back for us. It'll go against Vanessa Compton, and that will be her second. And so Lily Bryce will inbound. She'll get it in to Carly Gwynn, who gives it back to Bryce. Bryce, ball high over her head, looking to pass somewhere. She'll give the ball off to Rhodes. Annika goes and passes on one wing, screens to the other, off to Pence. Pence shot is blocked by Harston. Tester comes away with a loose ball. Inside 3 minutes we go. 39-24 is the topper lead. Major on the left wing passes up the shot, passes it away. Now she'll get it back. She'll take that shot this time. It comes up short. Lily Bryce, Jr., comes up with another big rebound. She's done an outstanding job of getting position on the backside and getting the rebound. Annika Rhodes gives the ball off up top to Bryce. Bryce over on the wing will dish it off to Gwynn. Gwynn wants to drive down the right side. Now she'll pick up a dribble, look for somebody to pass to. Can't find anybody. Now Pence going to the basket. Oh, nice pass as she swings that one over to Sarah Yukana. Yukana lost the ball but tracked it down before it went out of bounds. So the Purple Panthers will maintain as they try to pass the ball inside. It's deflected and stolen by the Toppers, Claire Tester. Into the two-minute warning we go. 2 minutes to play, 39-24, a 15-point lead for the Toppers. Inside it goes to Tester, off the glass, and good. Claire Tester with a nice move there for her 10th point of the game. She has 10. Rupert has 14. Toppers have a 17-point lead. give the ball off to Bryce, and then a reach-in foul going to be called on the Toppers. They had her pinned at half court, but got a little bit too anxious. And so the foul is going to go against Haley Major. That will be her second 15 foul against the Toppers. So with 100 seconds to go, Painter gets the ball inbound, gives it over to Rhodes. Rhodes back up top, dishes it off to Gwynn. Gwynn between the circles, goes over to the right side. Now to Painter for three. Oh, off the iron, no good. Pence with a big rebound, however. Purple Panthers maintain possession. Painter with a baseline jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound, almost went out of bounds. Saved by the Purple Panthers, but right into the hands of the Toppers. So with a minute 10 to go, the Toppers will set things up. It's Haley Major up there at the top now. She'll send it over on the left wing to Rupert. Rupert and Major playing catch. In it goes. Harson with a shot. No good. Pence comes up with a rebound. Pence gives the ball off. Has the ball deflected. They're going to say out of bounds it goes. Last touched by the Toppers. Now comes the fun part. For the Toppers, Brianna Gwynn into the lineup. As well as, let's see who else went in there. Megan White is in the lineup for the Toppers now. Hallie Schnarr into the lineup as well. And Kelsey Hartgrave into the lineup. For the Toppers of Hillsboro, who are going to get this win, the fifth starter there, Sophie Blankenship. As the Purple Panthers put the shot up, it will not go. Rebound, it's no good. They maintain possession. Laura Monkey just into the ball game for the Purple Panthers. Ball's out of bounds. They're going to say it belongs to the Toppers. So Lauren Monkey making her first appearance in the game. Annika Rhodes still in the game, as is Lily Bryce. Pass is deflected, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Toppers, so that'll be their 12th turnover, but doesn't really make a whole lot of difference right now as we're down to the final 10 seconds. And the Purple Panthers going to send it over on the wing to Bryce. She'll try a baseline layup. It will not go, but a foul going to be called on Brianna Gwynn. So Gwynn's going to pick up her first to the free throw line. Lily Bryce. Bryce with 2 points tonight. She'll get a couple of free throws. A couple of dribbles. Spins that ball. Eyes it. Tries it. Boom. Back iron. No good. So the Purple Panthers are 0 for 3 in the fourth quarter. They're 2 for 7 on the game from the free throw line. Second free throw, however, perfect for Bryce. She has three. Makes it 41-25, and that's going to be our final score as the Toppers are going to let the clock run out here. And our final score will be Hillsboro 41, Litchfield 25. We'll be back to recap after these messages on WSMI. Well, we hope you enjoyed our high school doubleheader tonight. Game one had the boys from Hillsboro taking on the boys from Litchfield at Hillsboro. Game number two just finished here at Litchfield High School, saw the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers defeat the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers to the tune of 41-25. Looking at the individual scoring, first of all, for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, they were led in scoring by Becky Painter, who had 8 points. Then it was 6 points for Annika Rhodes, 4 points for Carly Gwynn, 4 points for Kara Pence, and 3 points for Lily Bryce. Quarters of 3, 4, 14, and 4, 8 for 3 from the free throw line. Purple Panthers committed 16 turnovers on the game. See their overall season record drop to 0-4. Next up for the Purple Panthers, they will be taking on Greenfield Northwestern tomorrow night right here at Simmons Gymnasium. For the victorious Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they were led in scoring tonight by Lane Rupert with 14. Claire Tester had 10. Two players in double figures. Then it was 9 points for Nakia Harston, 3 points for Vanessa Compton, 2 points for Haley Major, and 2 points for Sierra Compton. Quarters of 7, 17, 9, and 8. 7 for 11 from the free throw line with the Toppers. They committed 12 turnovers. With the victory, they see their season record improved to 7-2. They'll go to 4-0 in conference play. And so it is. An end to a high school doubleheader here on Friday night. More action coming your way on Saturday. Remember, Spotlight on Sports will give you all the scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106.1. Then WSMI Sports Saturday comes your way at 9:03 on WSMI FM 106.1. We will have boys high school basketball coming your way tomorrow afternoon. Litchfield's boys head to North Mac to take on the Panthers. So it'll be Purple Panthers versus the Panthers coming your way from Girard. Live action comes your way at 2:30 on WSMI FM 106.1 and WSMIRadio.com. Also tomorrow, Fighting Illini basketball. Illinois is at Wisconsin. Noon broadcast on WAOX 105.3, The Ox. And then Sunday, Cardinal baseball. Yes, that's right, Cardinal baseball. Spring training opener. Cards versus the Nationals at 11:55 on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9. Busy week next week. Make sure you check out our complete broadcasting schedule by going to WSMIRadio.com. Well, that's going to about do it from here at Litchfield High School. We want to thank all of the fine folks at Litchfield High School as they make us feel so at home when we come over to Litchfield to broadcast basketball games, football games, what have you. Fine folks in Litchfield, to them we say thank you. We also say thank you to all of our sponsors who make these high school broadcasts possible. Thank you to you fans for listening in as well. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jennifer Graham, as she produced not one but two games tonight. Thank you, Jennifer. One final time, from Litchfield High School, our final score, Hillsboro 41, Litchfield 25. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.